Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. From Boots to Biz Radio, sharing helpful information and practical insight about the franchise industry for the military veteran entrepreneur. Now, here's your host, Bill Williams.
Good afternoon. Welcome to From Boots to Biz Radio. We are indeed dedicated to promoting franchise ownership among military veterans, military spouses, and first responders. Kevin Fine, our fine producer is over here. Fine. So wave at the camera, Kevin.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Good. Wonderful. Except for the pollen. You could actually see clouds of pollen blowing out there.
I never knew I wanted a yellow car.
No. Well, today we have a really interesting franchise with us today. We have Sparkle Wars International, and on our by hookup by phone is Tom Juhas and Todd Butler. Tom is the vice president of the company, and Todd is a new franchise owner, a relatively new franchise owner, and also a veteran. So we want to talk to both of them. Tom, you're vice president of franchise sales and training. Is that correct?
Yes, Bill, that's correct. I'm in charge of global franchise sales and the global training as well.
And I don't think I mentioned that Sparkle Wash is a commercial pressure washing business. But tell us some more about the business overall, because you are, as you just mentioned, global. I mean, you're an international franchise, which is not everybody can say.
Yes, the business Sparkle Wash, Bill, has been in business since 1965.
Wow.
It is a commercial pressure washing business. It's not like the toy pressure washing.
Yeah, it's not your daddy's.
I would say everybody has a pressure washer in their garage that they use once, and then that's the end of that because they find out it just doesn't do the job. What we do is, even though while we do residential work, the thrust of Sparkle Wash is commercial pressure washing. We wash fleets of trucks, Bill. We wash commercial buildings and commercial properties. We do a lot of wood restoration and stone restoration. And what I think people have a problem with when you think of pressure washing is you think of the weekend warrior doing it, and when in fact it is a multi-billion-dollar industry in the United States alone, where there is a large demand for professional pressure washing. And what I'll do is I'll ask Todd Butler a little bit about that as we go along, what his experience has been in competing with the weekend warrior pressure washers. So the first thing is to understand that pressure washing, commercial pressure washing at the level that we're doing it, Bill, is a legitimate big-time business with a big demand on residential and in commercial arenas. And the thing that Sparkle Wash brings to the party is that transitioning military personnel usually don't understand how their military skills and training can be put to use in the civilian world.
That's true. Right?
That's a big problem for everybody that's transitioning out of the military.
Sure.
Well, Sparkle Wash will show you how to use your military human leadership skills that you learn, such as self-discipline, self-reliance, loyalty, and dedication, and adapt these skills into the civilian environment in such a way as to push you, the transitioning military personnel guy or lady, to achieving what you're looking to do in civilian life. And when you're transitioning from the military, what's important here is you're not transitioning into a job.
Right.
You want to keep your focus on what type of lifestyle do I want for my family and myself when I transition into the civilian.
Right. You've got to think long term.
Keep your eye on that ball. Right. I'm not looking for the first job. I want to provide myself and my family with a worthwhile civilian lifestyle. All right. And that's the nice thing that our business provides is, one, we provide you with the structure and the systems and the training that military personnel are used to using to accomplish their goals. And we show you how to translate that into a successful civilian career that'll lead you to the lifestyle that you're looking for.
Okay.
So it really goes hand in hand with the skills that you've learned in the military, what Sparkle Wash brings to the table.
Okay. Well, now, okay, so I'm coming out of the service. I've been in, 5 years, 15 years, 25 years. And I've heard about these things called business plans. You know, I don't know how to write a business plan. How is SparkleWorks going to help me there?
That's an excellent question, Bill, and it's most important, especially in the industry of pressure washing, because pressure washing is, again, one of those things that it's hard to take seriously because everybody already owns a little pressure washer, which is more or less a toy.
Yep.
And you look around the corner and you see a bunch of chucks in the truck, if you will,
yep,
of throwing the pressure washer in the back of the truck, and now you're professional. Well, Bill, those guys come and go, they're a dime a dozen, because anybody and everybody does become a pressure washer. What they don't understand is the business behind pressure washing. And what you talk about is the business plan and the marketing plan.
Yep.
That's what separates the SparkleWash franchisee from all the weekend warrior competitors that he's facing in the marketplace, is because since we've been doing this since 1965, since SparkleWash has been in business since 1965, that we know how to not only do the pressure washer, but more importantly, Bill, how to run the business in,
yep,
a profitable and efficient way. Anybody can sprinkle water around and get things wet. Making money at it is a whole different ball game.
Absolutely.
And that's where SparkleWash comes in. We don't require that you have pressure washing experience. We don't even require that you have business experience or sales or marketing experience. You don't need any of that, because SparkleWash has the systems in place and the training and materials that guide you along how to do that. If you're going to consider SparkleWash, what you need to bring to the table, all right, what you need to bring to the table, mm-hmm, is, one, your ability to talk to people. You don't need to be a salesman, but you do need to be able to talk to people. The second thing you need to bring to the table is you need to be able to solve people's problems. Because when we talk to Todd a little bit, you'll find his whole day is solving problems for people. I mean, things that they cannot do themselves. All right, so you need to talk to people, like to talk to people. You need to like to solve problems. And you know what? It's really helpful if you like to be outdoors.
Yep.
What we do for the most part is be outdoors.
But
so
not,
if you like to talk to people and you like to solve problems and you like to be outside, we're a slam dunk for you.
Well, and you've got a couple models, because you've got the owner operator model, but you also have a model where someone comes in and from the get go, they're hiring crews. They're out there. The new franchise owner is out there working on the people and business relationship skills or business relationships that you just mentioned, and gaining clients. While they've got crews that are performing the hands-on work. Isn't that correct?
Bill, that is absolutely correct. One of the nice things about SparkleWash is that the freedom that it gives you. SparkleWash does not require you to follow a schedule. They do not require you to do one type of work or another type of work. They do not set the pricing schedule that you have to follow. You have the freedom with a SparkleWash to work the days that you want, to do the type of work that you want, to charge what you want. You also have the freedom, and this is what you're talking about, is, mm-hmm, to run the business the way you want it. If you want to be an owner-operator or one-man band, that's fine with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the business plan and we have the system in place to guide you along that route. But should you want to grow larger than that and run on an entrepreneurial basis, like you were talking about, a multiple cruise and so, mm-hmm, forth, we have the business plan in place and the guidance to take you along that path as well. And the really nice thing, Bill, is if you change your mind somewhere along the way, all right, you start out as, I want to be an owner-operator, and then you decide, well, no, I want to get into multiple trucks and more of an entrepreneurial role, we can guide you along that way, too. It's okay to shift gears with SparkleWash.
Sure. Okay. So it's very scalable. Now, as a franchise broker, one of the questions I get from people a lot is, well, how much money can I make? And, of course, I can't tell them that. That's a Federal Trade Commission limitation. And the franchisors in general are limited. But you make an earnings claim in your disclosure documents. Isn't that correct?
Yes, that's an item 19, and it's in the franchise disclosure document, the FDD, and that is available to legitimate candidates, and we can pass that right along. But I think maybe we will ask Todd to address that.
Yeah, Todd.
And I think maybe what Todd would agree with me is, with Sparkle Wash, the nice thing is you have the ability or the potential to make as much money, really, as you desire. All right. I've got guys making a little because that's all they want to do. Mm-hmm. I've got guys making a lot because that's what they want to do. See, again, it's the freedom of deciding how big you want the business to be. That's a really nice thing. We don't force that down your throat.
So you can take the business and you can make it whatever fits your lifestyle and what your goals are. So if you want to go fishing
Bill,
2 days
like
a week,
you
could.
It's scalable and legitimately so.
Okay. Well, great. Tom, that's very, very helpful. We'll come back to you in a few minutes. But Todd, let's get you into the conversation here. First of all, you retired as Master Sergeant out of the United States Air Force, correct? And after 20 years, is that right?
Just a little over 20, yep.
A little over 20, okay. Well, tell us a little bit more about, what were some of your duties in the Air Force, and where were you stationed?
My career was great. I mean, the Air Force was a big part of my life, and it was huge, so... I got to see a lot of stuff. I started out in Washington State, and then pretty much went overseas from there. I hit Osan, Korea, and Panama, and Guam, Turkey, Italy, and then in between there, ended up in Africa a couple of times, and in South America, and then of course, in Iraq and Afghanistan, more than a few. My main job in the Air Force was, we called it air transportation. It was loading the big, heavy aircraft, putting on the Army, loading their tanks, mm-hmm. and moving the units around. And then, of course, we would have to go downline and receive them, too. So we were stationed in both spots, on the loading end and then receiving end. So with that career, we got to see a lot of the places. So it was a good time.
So you were a loadmaster?
Well, similar, but we were on the ground.
Yeah. Okay.
The loadmasters, they flew with it, and after we got it done, so.
Okay.
But sort of a loadmaster on the ground.
On the ground, yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, good. And you transitioned out, year before last?
2011, right at the end of October.
Okay. And how did you find Sparkle Wash, and how did you go through the process of transitioning from that busy Air Force job into your own business?
Well, when I first started thinking about it, I knew that I wanted to do something on my own, and I never heard of Sparkle Wash, and I was just, to be honest with you, I was looking for some sort of a food thing like Subway or Quiznos, and because that's really the only thing, when I thought about a franchise, that's what came to mind. And
very common thought.
And then I got introduced to Sparkle Wash, and started researching that. And then I ended up, we had a phone conversation with Tom, and kind of researched it a little bit. And it seemed to fit, being the job that I had did and the way I grew up, I was always a hands-on person. And then... Being 20 plus years in a job, you move up and you get to be, towards the end, you get to be the manager, and you're, mm-hmm. you're doing the office stuff. And mm-hmm. I guess the more I looked at Sparkle Wash, of course, you're going to have to start, with the one-man show and do all the work and get dirty yourself, which was fine for me. But I didn't want to give up being that manager, I guess, to say. So... researching this and looking at all the other franchises, and like Tom said, you can grow this as big as you want. So there was potential for me to get out there and be outside and do the stuff by myself, and then also get back into that managerial role once I got going. So there was, it's not a dead end thing that you're getting into. There's just all kinds of potential to do and grow right back into that management spot, which is that's where I'm headed. And that's what my goal is. But so there's just well, like this morning, you know, I never thought I would be out at a steel company washing cranes, and you know, I just never would have crossed my mind, but we're doing that this morning. And now I have a little break here in the afternoon, and then, you know, tonight we go do restaurants. So
okay,
it fills your day in as much as you want to. And I don't think any of us in the military really have too much of a problem with talking to people.
Nope.
You know, I'm not by any means a salesman. Part of my military career, I was a drill instructor. You know, so I'm not afraid to go out and talk to somebody. That kind of helped me get you know, through that.
But, sure.
the salesman part, I mean, I just go up and I talk to people like I'm talking to anybody, Tom, or my friends. And for me, that seems to work the best. You know, I've never had any salesman classes or courses, and I don't think after doing this for a year and a half, I don't think that I would ever really need to go to a salesman course. You know, it works well just to get out there and talk to folks.
So you basically
see what
just
they need and see what we can do for them.
So. Okay, so you basically just tell them what you do in general, and then you know, if they inquire further, then you're ready to tell them in detail how you can solve their problem or help them out of a situation, right? And you now one of the things that I think is you know, part of the SparkleWorks business model is you got recurring clients. It's the you know, one of the things for commercial purposes is that so you can you mentioned restaurants, so they want to have a clean image, so you can put them down and go back either once a year or multiple times a year. You know, so that you've got that recurring account, you don't have to go out and land new business every day, every hour.
Right. Yeah, and that's kind of where that's where Tom and the SparkleWise team kind of guided us. You know, at the beginning, I jumped into it, and you know, kind of be honest with you, they were trying. You know, they pushed me towards the truck accounts, and I was like, well, I want to do you know big sky rises and commercial buildings. Well. You know, you got to start, like you said, with that. You want that monthly income and mm-hmm. want that steady thing. So, you know, I realized that, and then I went after the truck accounts, and then, you know, then I went after the restaurants. And now, I mean, everything that we have right now is pretty much a recurring thing. So we have a good diverse base of jobs that we do. We'll get a house here and there and some hotels that, you know, require it maybe once a year, but all the work that we're doing, we have a pretty good base, and we do it. Some of the truck places we do once a week, and you know, all the restaurants, some of them we do twice a week, and some of them are once a month. So at least you can, you know, you worked yourself up into a pretty reliable salary, I guess is what it is, and you can cover all your
yep.
costs. So.
And you've done that in only a year and a half, you know. So your ramp up has really been you know pretty quick when you compare it to maybe starting a business in the garage or something like that. You've used the marketing materials and marketing plans that they provide.
Yes, absolutely. We use a lot of. I wasn't real internet savvy, and we use a lot of direct mail and stuff like that, and. They SparkleWatch set us up with websites and all that, and then you know just from talking to the other franchisees, which is another wonderful thing with this. I mean, everybody is like one big family. You can pretty much call anybody, you know, even if I've called people that I've never met or seen, and, mm-hmm. and they're more than willing to help you out. So, you know, if I was going to do some sort of advertising or and I knew a guy in California did it, I can call him up and you know, not feel like I'm bothering him. And everybody just works really well together. And you get information like that. And it saves a lot of, you know, mistakes along the way, I guess, and saves you time. Same thing with doing jobs. If you run across something that you've never seen and you really don't know what to do, you know, give one of them guys a call around the country that does it a lot.
Well, that's something that... you know, that's a bit of a carryover, or certainly very similar to being in the military, because I remember, calling a couple of my buddies and saying, hey, I need the XYZ, you know, and they were, you know, two Army posts over or whatever, you know, and they said, yeah, no problem, you know, we've got that, we'll send it to you, or this is how you find it, or, you know, so, you know, you've got, you know, one of the things that people, I think, coming out of the military, and please, you know, tell me if you agree or not, but, you know, in the military, you've got that association, you've got that camaraderie, that sort of brotherhood, if you will, you know, but it sounds like you're finding, you know, something very similar in the Sparkle Worse Network.
Yeah, it is, and that was kind of when we started the program here, and you mentioned that, and that's really true. You know, a lot of, and I think that's probably the biggest thing people miss is the, you know, the team, mm-hmm. and the mm-hmm. camaraderie. So I was looking for that, and it's just. Sparkle Watch was a great fit for that also, and you know I couldn't have been luckier to get in with a group of guys and girls that treat you like the way they do. They just welcome you in and help you out with pretty much whatever you need, you know. So that's a good part of it.
And you're not exactly in a major metropolitan area, right? You're in New Braunfels, Texas, right in the middle of the state, or down in the south.
Yep, we're right in between two big cities, so Austin and San Antonio. So we have a good market to capture. So
you can go to either of those metropolitan areas for clients.
Yep. Yeah, okay. We get calls from both cities, so yeah, we go both ways to either Austin or San Antonio. So
okay, now you say we a lot. Are you running crews, or are you owner operator, or kind of a mix in between?
Kind of a mix. Right now it's just myself and then one full time guy, and we just started having a part time guy that we're trying out to see if it works. So
okay,
yeah, in a year and a half it went from myself in my garage to a full time guy, and a part time guy. And we moved out of the garage into a 4,000 square foot warehouse. So we're.
So you can start from home, and as your business grows, you can move into a light industrial type of space, I would think, right?
Right. Yeah. You really don't need to be too visible. I mean, we go to the customer, so.
Yep.
It's all you know, how much overhead you want, I guess, and want to pay for rent.
Yep. Yeah. So you can keep your costs down, and I mean, again, you know, I mean, a year and a half to be where you're at, it's very commendable, Todd. Well done, well done. So, Tom, you're still awake out there, aren't you? I mean,
You know what? Not only that, Bill, but Todd's good looking too, on top of all the rest. Of
okay.
I mean, the guy's really just.
Well, you know, now he's mentioned it, but he's reinforced, you know, training and marketing. You know, help us understand exactly. You know, as people come in and they've decided, hey, you know, this is I want to go with Sparkle Wars. You know, so you know, tell us a little more detail about the training and the time and what happens after they go through the initial training and ongoing support, things like that, if you will, please.
Sure. Okay. Bill, what I'd like to do is just address a question or two to Todd.
Sure.
Todd, how is it that you find the reality of being a professional pressure washer is different than what you thought about pressure washing while you were still in the Air Force?
And that's when I was listening to the conversation earlier, that's kind of what distinguishes us from the guy that does it on the weekend warrior. You know, I mean, we're professionals that do it and use the right stuff and don't damage, you know, personal property. And you know, there is a huge difference between a professional and some guy that just picks it up and shoots water at it. Something that's, you know, it's way different. But, yeah, once I got into it and just seen the equipment, I mean, it's like a Cadillac from a Pinto to a Cadillac. You know, it's just a huge difference. And there's nothing like it out there.
Todd, does it satisfy you intellectually, or is it a dumb job?
No, absolutely not. I mean, if anybody...
Great question.
Even when you're by yourself, you still have to manage your book and the taxes and where you're spending your money, the overhead. And, I mean, there's nothing boring or not mentally challenging about that, because once you're out working for, 10 hours and you got to come home and you still have to do that. So you get both ends of the thing when you start your own business. I don't really think it matters what you start. You're gonna get thrown into it. I've never had really too much business training, but I know a whole heck of a lot more now than I did a year and a half ago. So.
Todd, are there real world results that you can see from what you do?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just for the stuff that we did this morning, safety is a huge thing. We're cleaning that heavy equipment and we're revealing the welds in there so the mechanics can get in there and make sure that the welds are good and they're not cracked and the machine's not going to fall apart and the guy in the crow's nest up there is, safe. And, we clean all the engine parts so that they can sleep. It's just maintenance. It makes their job easier. It really is. And then, with the trucks, of course, the DOT on the roads, they want to see clean trucks and they don't want oil leaks and all that stuff. So we help the mechanics on the trucks find that. And when everything's cleaner, of course, it's just like your car, when it's clean, people think that you take care of it. I imagine that's the DOT truck. And they're like, well, that's company taking care of their, and they love it. So I think that there's studies been done about that.
Todd, is there a group in the military that you think would best be suited to this type of franchise or business?
Probably I enlisted, I'm sure. Not to say anything bad about the officers. But
No.
they're more into incorporation or something like that. But in the schools, I know a lot of us grew up in our hands there, and that's this really fit the type of outdoors, maybe, hunter or someone that did construction before and things like that.
Okay. Now, I'm going to shift gears here, Todd, on you just a little bit. Todd is a very humble man when he doesn't need to be. While he was doing the air transportation in the Air Force, he was awarded in 2010 the Colonel Gale Haverson Award. Todd, can you tell us a little bit about that award that you got?
Yeah, it's for the transportation career field. It's a pretty big award.
It's a monster award.
You pretty much go up against all the transportation folks. And my supervisors and the chief that I had, all them folks, they help you out and they put together your package and all the things that I've done through my career and see the stuff that happened at Dover. The bad part about it was you went and did all that work, and then when you get to go accept the award, it's usually at a really nice place in Florida or Georgia or somewhere, and you get to stay in a hotel. But I was in Afghanistan, so our captain had to go receive the award for me, so I missed the whole...
Boy, you really know how to do that, Todd. All right, let's get to the important stuff here, Todd.
Yeah.
What did your lovely bride say when you were thinking of going into your own business, and especially a Sparkle Wash franchise? How did she deal with that?
Well, she's been behind me for, years already, so... She supported me going into it, and we sat down, and I think we had you on the phone also before, when we were just researching it. So she researched it with me a little bit, but she really she wanted it to be my own. She's still in the military, so she's a senior master sergeant, and she's still working. She's hanging in there, but...
How did you break it to her, Todd? I mean, how did you show her Sparkle Wash?
fella. It just kind of happened, I guess. You know, I told her that I didn't want to work for anybody, and, you know, I want to do some sort of franchise. And then when it came up, and I thought, you know, this is what it is, I think. And I kept coming back to Sparkle Wash, and, you know, she agreed because, you know, obviously she knows me. So she said, yeah, I think that'll be a fit.
She didn't have a problem with that power washing being beneath you?
No, no.
Yeah. Because it's a business, right? It's not what you're doing. It's your business. So you're in the business of power washing and helping people.
And that's the whole point,
yeah,
Bill. Bingo.
Yep.
You hit it right on the head.
Yep. So that was a great question to bring up. And your wife is still on active duty.
Yes.
Wow.
She'll be coming up on 24 years. So.
Very good. Very good. Tom, continue. I mean, Phil, and talk about, if you will, talk about a little bit more about the training and what initial packages there are. How many come in for a week or?
Todd, let's tag team on this, okay? All right. How the process starts with Sparkle Wash is the candidate will talk to me. It all starts on the phone. We talk back and forth. Mm-hmm. Sparkle Wash is not a huge organization. Even though it's international, it's still small enough that I know all of our franchisees personally. Todd, true or false?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it's like Todd talked about earlier. Everybody knows everybody. It's a very tight group, very well-knit. It's not at all what you'd think for a bunch of pressure washers. Because you know what? Sparkle Wash isn't a group of pressure washers. It's a group of businessmen and women. And, Bill, it's like what you said before. It's not the what we're doing. It's what we are doing is running successful businesses,
mm-hmm.
all right, that provide a needed and important service. So it all starts out with a conversation with me. All right, I talked to you a little bit, and it seems like, okay, you've got the background, you've got some good reasons why you want to join Sparkle Wash, because that's important, is, you know, why do you want to do this?
Yep.
All right, the next thing that happens then is there's some paperwork that goes back and forth. There's an application, we call it a franchise planning guide. It
mm-hmm.
gives us a little information about your background, a little financial information, and so forth. Then the next step after that, Bill, is we have this online a psychometric evaluation, and it's about a 15-minute online psychological
profile
questionnaire.
Yeah.
And, Bill, I don't know what kind of voodoo goes on with this thing, but it is tremendously accurate on predicting whether you're going to be successful or not with Sparkle Wash.
Okay.
I don't know how those guys do it, but they ask you a series of questions, and boom, it comes out. You know, it tells us everything about you, and it's amazing. All right, now I have had cases where people have taken that test and did not do well on it, in which case I thank them for their interest and tell them that it would be in their best interest to look at something else. All right, and because it would be,
yes,
right? And then that's the end of the story. But if we get by that step and the results come out favorable from that, then we'll have you speak with our other franchisees. And Todd, did you call around when you were looking at this to speak
yes,
to?
I think I talked to two, maybe three. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But two for sure.
What was that like? Did they give you a hard time, or were they straight open with you? Or?
No, yeah, straight open. I mean, of course, I didn't ask about any, you know, pricing. I just asked, you know,
All right, so once we get through that, and actually it's a two-way street, Bill, when we have
sure.
candidates talk to our current franchisees.
Because you want
to,
you want,
it gives the candidate a chance to find out what it's like with boots on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But then we get the feedback from the franchisees as well, of what they think about that candidate.
And whether
right,
they want
so
him.
If that
yeah.
works out well, then they're invited to join Sparkle Wash. And it takes about 8 weeks from the time you sign on till you come to Sparkle Wash for your startup training. And during that 8 weeks, there's a series of program learning modules that the candidate completes. It's like pre-training. Remember that, Todd?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's not hard, but what it does is it introduces our terminology and so forth. That way you're kind of up to speed when you come. Now, once you get – and during the 8 week, what we're doing is we're building the equipment. Todd was talking about the equipment that we have. We custom build these units one at a time. I mean, I don't have a lot full of these things. We made Todd's for Todd, or we make them one at a time. And during that 8 weeks, we build and test the equipment. Once the equipment is built and tested, Bill, then we have the candidate come to Cleveland, Ohio, at our world headquarters, and the training is a week long, 5 days, and it's one-on-one. It's not part of a big seminar or a big class or anything like that. When Todd came up to Cleveland, it was Todd and me and Todd and the president and Todd with the chief engineer. Am I telling this right, Todd?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It works great like that. I mean, you get a week is seems kind of short after you go through the training, but, you know, the one nice thing about it is you get so much information, but you have everybody's phone number, like Tom said, you know, the chief mechanic up there, I got his number. So, I mean, he told me, he broke that machine down from inside all the way to the outside and showed me all everything. So it's a lot of information, and even with all the chemicals that we use and all that stuff. So if you ever have any, after the training, you know, they send you on your way, you're not just out on your own. You still got, you know, I call back all the time, so, you know.
And, Bill, what we do during the training is not only the technical training that Todd was talking about, but as much time is spent with the business part of it, of how to set up the – go ahead, Todd.
No, I disagree.
That's good.
And all the business aspects you also get one-on-one training with. And then when you're done with the training, there's field training where I went out to Todd's place for a week and spent a week with him there getting him up and running. Remember that?
Yes. Yeah, that's good.
So you help.
And it's a good time because it helps the stuff that you learn in Cleveland. When we're doing the field training, you're actually putting together in the real world. So it moves from book to more to hands on. Am I getting that right, Todd?
Yeah, absolutely.
Tom, if I understand correctly, you know, you give them the classroom training, then you're giving them on-the-ground training, like you said, boots on the ground, in their area, and actually helping them land their first few customers. Is that correct?
Yes, and Todd had several already landed before I even got my boots on his ground.
Right, way to go. Yeah. Good deal.
Yeah, Todd is absolutely excellent. I mean, he's just so good with working. The thing is what Todd and what military people bring is that ability to get things done. You see, and what Sparkle Wash takes is that ability to get things done and provides an efficient direction to utilize those skills. Am I saying that right, Todd?
Yep, it's a fit.
Yes, and that's exactly what it is. It's such a nice fit. And then in addition to all that training, Bill, there's, as Todd said, there's constant communication between the corporate headquarters and the franchisee body. So Todd always has a number of people to call with questions, whether it's a marketing question, a sales question, a pricing question, a mechanical question about the equipment, or what type of products to use. There's always an instant answer to no matter what comes up.
That's excellent. So you're really – so, Todd, you know, if you had a question in the military, there was always a manual to go to, right? Or you know, an automated lookup on a computer. So if you wanted to know how to put that truck back together, you know, there was a guideline there. Sounds like, you know, Sparkle Wash has a very similar type of environment.
It sure does. We have,
you know. But what I'd like to put
please.
In at this point is what's important for the people transitioning from the military about this is the lifestyle that Sparkle Wash allows you. All right? You're not working for somebody else. All these skills that you learned in the military, you have to decide, do I want to bring those into the civilian workplace to make someone else money? Or do I want to make me money with it?
That's right.
And my family money with it? So what Sparkle Wash does is it allows you to take your talents and use them in a directed manner to improve the lot of your family as opposed to the guy that owns some business that you go to work for. Your schedule is free, as Todd said. You fill your day as you see fit, not as the boss of the company. Am I telling that right, Todd?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
So controlling your time, yep.
If having a flexible schedule is important to you, you can't beat what we do. Because a lot of our franchisees, you know, it's a funny thing, Bill. You think when you go into business, the most important thing is money. And there's a group of our franchisees that is the most important thing, you know, and good for them. But by far the most important reason that our guys came with Sparkle Wash is because they wanted control of their time. Because they wanted to coach their kids' sports team.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to go sailing. They wanted to do outside a hunt, Todd. They have racehorses. Yeah. All right. I mean, a lot of our guys have, I don't know if other things they do with their lives is the right way to put it, but it's exactly what's going on. And what Sparkle Wash does, Bill, is it gives you the ability to own a business that provides you with the resources, i.e. money, to do other things that your family wants to do, and then also the time to do those kind of things, all right, because you're not a slave to the business. The business is a tool to help you and your family do the things you'd rather be doing. Am I telling that right, Todd?
Yeah.
I think that's right.
I mean, you can pretty much, you know, schedule your day. I mean, there's a few here and there that, you know, depending on the company or the type of work that you're doing, that you may have to work a little bit around when they need their stuff, you know, clean. But for the most part, yeah, you have so much flexibility. I wake up maybe one day a week with an alarm clock, and the rest of the time I just wake up when I wake up and my coffee's done.
Well, that's just like being in the Air Force, isn't it, Todd?
Yeah.
No reveille call, huh? So.
See, and the other thing is think about this, is since pressure washing, the industry, is made up of mom-and-pop operations, weekend warriors, all right, and the brutal truth of the matter is that is by far 99% of the people that are doing pressure washing.
Mm-hmm.
So here you come in, part of an established international organization. The power of the marketing and the technical background that Sparkle Wash brings to your local market gives our guys a tremendous leg up in the industry. You will be competing against people that have lesser equipment, that do not understand the chemistry of cleaning, that do not have the training, that do not have the logistical support, and do not have the environmental background that you do. So in the commercial businesses where all those types of things matter, Sparkle Wash franchisees have a tremendous advantage over their mom-and-pop competitors. Todd, am I telling it like it is?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's evident once you know, the first part is getting in the door, but once you do that, you know, and you show the customer what you can actually do for them, versus that guy that's pulling a trailer around with a Home Depot sprayer. It's you know, it's just like there's a jaw dropping to him.
Yep.
You know, it's such a.
Yeah, I think we're.
You can't even compare it. So, you know, once you get in and you show them what we can really do, that's the hard part. You know, getting them to give you a chance. But once you're in the door, then you show them what we can really do with the right equipment and the knowledge that we have. It's just night day.
It's always a case of superior firepower. And having a military background,
there you go.
You understand right away the advantages of competing against a disorganized enemy that has inferior firepower. Todd, is that a fair way to put this?
That's right. That's a good analogy, yeah.
It's
a nice tool. Sparkle Wash is a nice tool, Bill, to providing your family with the lifestyle that they really want. Okay? And it's a tough decision. Do you want to spend the rest of your life working for somebody else? You know what? I, 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 I guess I just don't see that.
Right. Well, I think once people get a taste of working, certainly was true for me. You know, once I got a taste of working for myself, you know, I could have never have gone back, you know, into a corporate role. So for 13 years and become an evangelist for that, you know, going forward, helping other people transition into their own businesses. It's a sense of freedom, and sometimes it's scary, but you know, overall, you know, the freedom and being in control is what really makes a difference for you. So,
well, you know what, Bill? It's always scary.
Sure.
If I'm talking to a candidate and he's not scared, he doesn't understand
something
what
wrong
it's
with
fake.
It. Yeah.
You know, here's a guy that doesn't understand what's going on.
So,
right? So yes, it's scary. The other thing that I find is when I talk to TAP and ETAP classes,
yes,
is that people think that there's some kind of magic in the corporate world. And it's always helpful to have another person on the board when I'm talking that has transitioned out and been in the corporate world and talk about how backstabbing the thing is. In the military, generally, you know who your enemy is and who the bad guy is. In the corporate world, you know what? You don't.
No.
And that's why it's nice to have people come up and say, hey, you know what? You think you're going to go work for this big company and you think it's going to be great. And then you find out, you know what? I don't like this at all.
Yep.
And so that's why this owning your own business is, even if you don't transition to it right out of the military, when you transition into working for someone else and you find out you don't like it, you don't make the jump into Sparkle Wash at that point. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's a great point to bring up. So some people may want to have that experience, but they'll probably sour on it pretty quickly. And because they weren't going to find that camaraderie, that sense of common purpose, mission oriented, you know, in the civilian world or the corporate world as you do in the military.
That's perfectly put, Bill. That sense of common purpose. I think that describes Sparkle Wash franchise body to a T. Todd, would you agree?
Yeah. I do, certainly.
That's fantastic, guys. This has been terrific. Is there anything, you know, as we begin to wrap up here? Is there anything that we've missed that you wanted to be sure to talk about today?
Todd, what are we missing?
I don't know.
Pretty well.
It's a great feeling to have your own business and you know to start to be successful doing it, and you know there's. Now I don't think I could ever change and have to go to work for somebody. So, of course, it's scary, but the rewards that you get from owning your own business and the feeling of accomplishment that you get is,
yep,
you know, it outweighs anything. So, and Sparkle Wash is with the support team and everything, you know, that you have behind you, it just makes it, you know, that less scarier, I guess, and more, you know, more opportunities to succeed with them standing behind you. So it's just a great organization.
Thank you very much, Todd. Bill, what I would add,
yes,
is if you're in the military and you're transitioning out, or you're in a job that you don't like,
yep,
and you're transitioning out of that, talk to me.
Yeah.
It doesn't cost you anything. All right? I talk to you for free. All right? All you need to bring to the table is, one, your ability to talk to people. Again, you don't need to be a salesman, but if you like to talk to people, if you like to make people happy by solving their problems, and if you like to move around and do something different every day and be outside, it's a very good fit for you. All right, we teach you everything else that you need. Sparkle Wash, Bill, is a business in a box.
That's great.
We provide everything you need. The website, the business, the marketing plans, the website, the equipment, the whole shebang is in the box.
Excellent. Well said. Well said. Well, thank you. You know, Todd, thank you for your service, and thank you for taking time out of your running your business to chat with us today. Tom, thank you for all your great input and comments. A lot of information. I really appreciate you being here. So we hope that folks out there will be interested in Sparkle Wash and will contact us to learn more. So thank you both very much.
Thank you, Bill, and God bless you and all your listeners. You too, Todd.
All right, we will close with some definitions. The International Franchise Association describes a frontrepreneur as one possessing the desire to become a business owner without reinventing the wheel. The National Veteran-Owned Business Association defines a vetrepreneur as a military veteran who organizes and manages a business. Our mission here at From Boots to Biz Radio is to help create more veteran frontrepreneurs by help providing information and education about the many choices in franchising, such as Sparkle Wars, helping to start more small businesses, and creating employment opportunities for more veterans out there. So please check the From Boots to Biz Radio homepage on the Business Radio X website for our webinar schedule. We offer webinars coming up in April, May, and June. Franchising equals entrepreneurship for the military mind is the title of that webinar, and about how to make the right choice in the franchising for you. So my name is Bill Williams. I'm your host of From Boots to Biz Radio. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me directly at bwilliams@4axiom, that's 4, the numeral 4, alpha x-ray x-ray iom.com. So until next week, carry on.